Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Bentonville software firm RevUnit is growing, and with growth comes change. Last week, the company announced a series of promotions that restructured its leadership team. Josh Stanley, who joined RevUnit as a result of the company's acquisition of Teamwork in May 2017, has been promoted to president. Joe Payne is the new Chief Operating Officer, and Will Bolin is the new Chief Technical Officer. The expanded senior leadership team will allow company co-founders Joe Somweber and Michael Palladino to focus on developing key partnerships and mentoring emerging senior leaders. Palladino previously carried the title of Chief Technical Officer, and he spoke with us earlier this week for some further analysis of the company's leadership restructuring.
Yeah, it's really a natural progression of what we've been putting in place for a while. So back in April, Joe and I took on co-founder titles and started that process of making room for some of our other leaders to move up. And so we were able to put that into action just before Christmas with the promotion of Josh Stanley as our president, Joe Payne as our chief operating officer, and Will Bolin as our chief technology officer.
Right. And so, yeah, with those three guys in place, kind of how or where do you see that being the most impactful for the day-to-day operations of RevUnit? Where are you really going to see that have an impact?
You know, I think it's a continuation of what we've been doing as we've scaled. You've been able to watch our story for a few years now as we've mm-hmm. grown rapidly. There's just a requirement to have more leadership in place. And different leaders that can that are really good operators that can continue to keep us scaling beyond where we are today.
Right, and so you mentioned yourself and Joe Somweber, co-founders of the company, previously held two of those titles, which you've kind of reshuffled here with this last announcement. How would you describe your day-to-day in the company going forward, you and Joe? Is there a different focus for you guys now?
Yeah, the executive team, which also includes our CFO, Brian Hughes, and our SVP of sales, Nick Katzenbach, but that executive team will continue to work with them on company strategy and just make sure we all know where we're going together. But we'll also be spending a lot more intentional time on mentorship of some of the leaders of our company as well as some key partnerships. Short term, though, right now, we're still focusing just on making sure that that's a smooth transition, that everyone has good clarity of what their roles are and that everyone in the company is comfortable with where we are today.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be it'll take some time to get used to that, I'm sure. But what does 2019 look like for RevUnit? You mentioned the steady growth of the company the past 6.5-7 years in terms of revenue and clients and employees, everything's ticking up. What are some of the company's, biggest or most important goals for the upcoming year?
Yeah, we've said the word growth a few times already, mm-hmm. but as we continue to grow, we want to make sure that we have good leaders in place at all levels within the organization. So we're really excited about some internal leadership development that we'll be working on. It's good for RevUnit, and it gives good opportunities to some of our employees. We'll be working on refining some of our messaging and how we package up some of what are proven models that have worked for us already. We have strong opinions around what it means to work better, and we'll work on refining that messaging and taking some offerings around that to market. And then also, again, as we do continue to grow, there's going to be a lot of focus on tooling and automation, whether better financial reporting, whether better onboarding and offboarding, things like that, just help us to move more quickly.
Right. Nothing stays the same when you're a growing company. I'm sure you've come to recognize that through the years.
It's been a crazy and awesome ride for sure.
Right. Well, yeah, and in the near future, I wanted to ask you real quick about you guys are getting ready to host the Fuel Accelerator. It's a 4-month program for supply chain startups. You've got your first cohort picked. It kicks off next week, I believe, at the Exchange, which for listeners who don't know, besides the RevUnit headquarters, that also doubles as a somewhat of a startup and entrepreneurial event venue. And this is something you're doing with Startup Junkie. Are you looking forward to that program?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if you've seen the list of the startups that were selected yet, but We've got companies in there with flying robots for the enterprise. We've got a company doing augmented reality for picking. And another company called BlinkSync is using different devices and sensors, either in the cab of a truck or actually on wearables on the driver to help determine driver fatigue. So, I mean, these are some really just fascinating companies, and getting to be a part of watching them pair up with some of the enterprises. Really excited about what we'll get to see there.
Michael Palladino is a co-founder of RevUnit, a Bentonville company with offices in Las Vegas and most recently in Austin, Texas, that specializes in software products that help increase productivity, learning, communication, and engagement in the workplace. For more on some of their recent news, visit nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, more business headlines from the region on today's edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's 1-COMM.com.
Wealth management company Prime Capital Investment Advisors of Overland Park, Kansas, has purchased the assets of Fayetteville-based Longer Investments Incorporated. The deal was announced on Tuesday. The new company will be known as Longer Financial, an affiliate of Prime Capital Investment Advisors. Financial terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Longer Investments was founded by Elaine Longer in 1985. Longer will remain with the company in a leadership role, and all seven of the company's existing employees will continue operations in Fayetteville. Longer Investments' managed assets last year rose 3.6% to more than $151.3 million, according to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Prime Capital has more than $9.6 billion in assets under management, according to its most recent SEC filing. Eric Krause, who is a portfolio manager for Prime Capital, will lead the company's Fayetteville office. And the Arkansas Department of Transportation will give $1 million to the University of Arkansas Civil Engineering Research and Education Center. It's planned to be built on the Arkansas Research and Technology Park in South Fayetteville. Construction of the $10.3 million center is expected to start later this year, and work will take up to 18 months to complete. CDI is the contractor for the planned 37,400-square-foot center. The architect is Trainer Architects, with Tim Maddox of Fayetteville as the local architect. In March 2016, engineering firm Garver gave $250,000 toward construction of the center. Also, the University of Arkansas Board of Trustees approved issuing up to $5 million in bonds to match private donations for the project. The College of Engineering has a goal of raising $5 million in private funds to complete the work, and including the Department of Transportation gift, the college says it's raised about $4.2 million toward that goal. And those are just a few of the headlines from this week at nwabusinessjournal.com. Be sure and check out the website for our daily reporting of business news around the region. You can also find those stories and others on our social media pages. Just search Northwest Arkansas Business Journal on both Facebook and Twitter and make those pages part of your daily news routine as well. And that'll do it for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.